This is Alan Karpik with another fine edition of Golden Black Memories. It's our show. We look back at some of my memories of Purdue football and Purdue sports over the years. And the reason why I do this is because I'm old enough to remember a lot of things all the way back to the 1960s, just because I'm an old dude. But I want to thank our sponsors, and of course, that being First Source Bank, Charters Team Remaxability Plus, Sixth Street Dive, Follett's, Purdue West, and all of its locations on campus, Purdue Federal Credit Union, and East End Grill. Thank you for your sponsorship. And I guess I would start with this memories looking back at the day, the night before the Vanderbilt game, or the day before the Vanderbilt game, and the fact that looking back at the Boilermakers and the SEC at home. Now, there's been a lot talked about the fact that Purdue hasn't ever beaten an SEC team in West Lafayette. And that is technically true. They have not. They've only played two, I believe, and that was Vanderbilt back in the 40s. And they haven't scored yet against Vanderbilt in all those years as well. So that would be an accomplishment on Saturday if the Boilermakers score. They lost 3-0 in Nashville, I believe, or at home, I believe it was, and 26-0 in Nashville in their two appearances in 1941 and 42. And then, of course, last year Purdue loses to Missouri 40-37. In Ross-Ade Stadium. Those are the two appearances against SEC foes. Now, Purdue did play Mississippi in 1929, but the Mississippi was not part of the SEC at the time. I think it was part of the Southern Conference. The SEC didn't form until 1932. And then, of course, Purdue also played Kentucky in the 1914-1915 time frame as well. But the Wildcats, again, obviously not part of the SEC. That's a technicality, but I don't know that we'll live long enough to see Alabama or Georgia come into Ross-Ade Stadium, though I do know that there's going to be an announcement of a home-and-home series that will be significant in played in the 2030s. Don't know that it will be an SEC foe, but it will be interesting to see who that is. But certainly looking back, obviously the Nevada game brought back some memories of some of the more difficult losses in Purdue history. And I'm not going to make Purdue fans go through this, some of the more painful ones, but it was certainly that if you're a Purdue fan. It reminded me a little bit of, you know, just some games we've seen. Eastern Michigan last year, a game that you thought you had in hand. You didn't, and the Boilermakers lose that. The thing that's been problematic is that's the third time under Jeff Brohm that Purdue has blown a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter. And yet it is not the biggest lead that they've had in the 21st century, a 15-point lead at Michigan State in 2010. Purdue led the Spartans, the number 11th ranked Spartans, believe it or not, that in that game 28-13 going into the fourth quarter before losing 35-31. Rob Henry and company were quarterback. Keith Carlos, I remember, started that game with an 80-yard run, I think, on the first play from scrimmage. And the Boilermakers had a chance to pull the upset there, were not able to pull that out of the fire. And there have been some other double-digit losses as well. Obviously, the famed game against Wisconsin that I promised I wouldn't talk about, 2004, Purdue did lead that game 17-7 going into the fourth quarter. I hadn't remembered to, and haven't been able to find many 17-0 deficits where they get shut out in the fourth quarter. They were obviously outscored 22-3 by Michigan State in that loss back in 2010. But let's turn to something a little bit more positive. Some of the great performances, and I know that the Elijah Sindelar's fourth quarter interceptions kind of marred his performance, but it was significant. It was the first, the best passing in terms of passing yards, first Boilermaker quarterback to go over 400 yards in passing in a season opener. Jim Everett, 398 in a loss at Pittsburgh. That game, a 36-35 loss. Purdue was unable to convert a two-point conversion where Everett had Jack Beery wide open, just kind of short-armed the ball. I remember working for that game for ESPN, being in the old Pitt Stadium, working for Jim Simpson, who had been moved over to ABC, or excuse me, to ESPN back in his days in NBC, and that was a very disappointing loss. It kind of turned Leon Burnett's fortunes on a dime there, as the Boilermakers had come off the 84 season with a Peach Bowl 7-5 season, the first team in Purdue history to beat Michigan, Ohio State, and Notre Dame in the same season. So You have to hope that this game will not turn Purdue's fortunes around the loss to Nevada, but that is one of the more memorable games. But obviously, Elijah Sindelar going over 400 yards, throwing four touchdown passes as well. One of seven Purdue quarterbacks to do that on an opening day, starting all the way back. I think Len Dawson was the only one to do it in his first game, but Dawson did it against Missouri in 1954. Mike Phipps, 1969, his senior year, four touchdown passes at TCU in a 42-35 win. We'll be rehashing that series next week, certainly as we look forward to the Purdue TCU game. Mark Herman also against Wisconsin. The Boilermakers ranked in the top, I believe, in the top 10. A lot of excitement. Purdue blows out Wisconsin. I believe it was 41-20. He throws four touchdown passes. In that one, Drew Brees, 1999 at Central Florida. Kyle Orton, 2004 against Syracuse, in a game that Kyle Orton was miserable in the first half, if you remember. Came out back in the second half to throw four touchdown passes, and Purdue got off to a huge start that year in a 51-0 win. Curtis Painter also four touchdown passes in a game against Toledo in a 52-24 victory over the Rockets in Joe Tiller's last game in his hometown, one of two games that the Boilermakers played during his tenure at the Glass Bowl. So those were certainly more positive memories from that game. You know, I think that some of the other opening games, home opening games that you can recall, certainly that Syracuse game in 2004 was a memorable home opener, a game that was played on Sunday, as I recall, of Labor Day weekend, kind of a made-for-TV type deal. Certainly a memorable home opener. Ralph Bolden's performance in 2009 to open up the season against Toledo and running for over 200 yards was an extremely impressive 234 yards, I believe it was, impressive performance. The Boilermakers will see who has a chance to do something special like that tomorrow. But those are my memories from this week. Kind of a short, when you have a game like you do against Nevada, hard to think of a lot of corollaries and things to draw from the past. And maybe you don't want to focus too much on them because it was a disappointing loss if you're a Purdue fan in that defeat on Friday night in Reno. Thank you for listening. And I want to thank our sponsors, First Source Bank, Charters Team Remax Ability Plus, Follett's Purdue Bookstores, East End Grill, Purdue Federal Credit Union, and of course, 6th Street Dive. We thank you for listening, and we'll look for another edition of Golden Black Memories next week as we look forward to the TCU game. And I'm sure we're going to hit a little bit on those 69 and 70 games against the Horned Frogs, Purdue winning both of those games. And that was the last time that Purdue and TCU have faced one another on the football field. So thanks for listening, and if you're driving, drive safe. Thank you.